Don't forget to project.
Okay.
And oop.
Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hello.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me at our living room for our little... Let me do that again. At our living room. Stupid. Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hi.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me on our sectional sofa for our little program here. Okay. So you made something called Southern Broccoli Casserole, and it was the best casserole I've ever had in my entire life, in history, in the entire world, of all mankind, ever, of all time. So your story starts where most great stories start, at the grocery outlet bargain market. Can you talk about the process and your thinking, and take us through this journey of broccoli?
Grocery outlet is where I buy our weekly produce.
Yes.
And broccoli is the one vegetable that all four of us in our family will eat. Well, basically, it's the one vegetable we can get the kids to eat, because you and I will eat anything.
We'll eat. It's less voluntarily and more eat it.
So we were at grocery outlet, and I usually buy little smaller bags of broccoli that I steam, but this week they had a giant bag, like a 2 pound,
yeah,
3 pound bag of broccoli.
Chunky bag.
It's huge, and it looks really fresh, yeah, and enticing.
Yeah.
So I bought it.
Yeah. And then that was Saturday, and then Monday came. It was Luna's birthday. Your parents, Liz and Ellen, aka G-Ma and G-Pa, came over. So when did you get the ink? When was it toying around in your head to make a casserole? What did you Google? How did you arrive on that? And this was all happening when your parents were coming over.
I bought too much broccoli, so I had to do something other than our normal dinners with it.
There was even leftover broccoli after the giant casserole you made.
Yes, it was a lot. So broccoli casserole, I'm always wanting a casserole.
Yeah.
There's nothing more yummy or comforting or delicious than a casserole.
Yeah, it's a good time.
So I Googled broccoli casserole, mm-hmm, found a few. They were all pretty similar. And I settled on this one from Spicy.
SpicySouthernKitchen.com. You found the recipe. And you were on a bit of a time crunch because Liz and Alan were coming over to give Luna her birthday card.
Yeah, I didn't time my day very well. I had to pick up Luna from school, and then I got home and I didn't have a lot of time to prepare for my parents coming over.
Yeah. And I'm at work. I'm working, doing my work thing. And you're texting me this, and you're saying, I'm going to make a casserole with the broccoli. Okay. And then you said, it's going to have mayonnaise in it. And I was like, what? Mayonnaise in my casserole? What is this? This is crazy talk. But the Southern Broccoli Casserole, can you go over the ingredients and the combining and the baking?
It's a can of cream of chicken soup, 1 cup of mayo. I used a light mayo.
That's okay. What we have.
Half a stick of butter.
Okay.
2 large eggs.
Yeah.
Salt, pepper, some shredded cheddar cheese. And the recipe calls for 1 full sleeve of Ritz crackers, but we didn't have that. So yeah. I just sprinkled some fried onions on top instead.
Yeah. And then I came home, and your parents were here. And I went to go take a shower. I had to avoid the Liz Fisher hug. She instantly wants to hug me. And I'm like, Liz, I'm gross. I'm nasty. I'm disgusting. I need to shower first. Then I'll hug you till the cows come home, lizard lips. But just simmer down. No hug for you. No hug right now.
Vince's rules of engagement.
Yes. This goes for you too. Yes.
Yeah, me too.
So I come out and I'm like, I hungry. I was super hungry. You made... chicken,
yeah,
tendies.
We didn't have a formal sit down dinner,
right?
But I wanted to have food available, so I made a berry salad. I cooked some chicken tenderloins. I made this casserole.
Yeah, chicken tenderloins were just they weren't fried or breaded or anything.
Yeah, just baked.
Yeah. So I started macking on those, and I was like, okay, these are good. Protein, straight to the biceps. I'm really strong. I lift. And then the casserole sitting there. I'm like, well, I'm going to have a little. And I had a little, and I was like, this is freaking the bomb. It is so flipping good. So, okay. Now the fried onions, you've done the green bean casserole for various get-togethers, holidays. Blah, blah. I'm not a fan of it. I've never been a fan of it.
It's so good.
I just don't like green beans.
Yeah.
And then after the green beans, you're just eating soup, a can of soup.
And then, cheese and salt.
Yeah. And then like a year ago, I asked you to do it with corn, and you did. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a little better, but it's still just soup, hardened soup or whatever, for whatever reason, but it's fine. It is what it is. So starting with the fried onions, everyone knows the French's fried onions, but what these were different. They were built different, as the kids say.
They were off-brand,
yeah,
as our kids like to say. They were great value.
The Walmart generic brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, because French's fried onions, they're, like, light brown. They're fried, but they're just, they're fried because they're crunchy, but they're just there. But these were, like, golden brown, like, almost freshly fried, and then throwing them in the oven for a while made them super crispy. I thought these great value off-brand generic onions, fried onions, were way better than anything French's puts out.
Wow. That's a bold statement.
I know. It is. I'm prepared to make that bold statement. And then the eggs, there were eggs in there. I wouldn't call it quiche, but the casserole was like quiche adjacent.
Oh, the eggs were critical because it made it kind of a little bit squishy, a little bouncy. It had that, like, that texture. It was nice. I liked it.
Yeah. It was a good time. And then, so you had the fried onions on top and then some cheese on the bottom, which, like, hardened, crisped up. So there was crispy on top, crunchy on bottom. I thought it was outstanding. The mayonnaise. Okay. You put some mayonnaise on there. That's great. The cream of chicken soup worked perfectly. It was so good. So I took a little and I'm like, okay, this is really freaking good. I'm like, I'll take a little bit more. You gave some to your parents.
Yes.
Your parents' jaws hit the floor. They were blown away. And then they took off. They went home. And I was like, I'm just going to house this entire thing because I don't want it around, honey. This is off track and I don't want to be off track.
I kept assuring you that it's keto.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're a keto man.
Yeah. Yeah. And the whole time I'm thinking, is this keto? Is it not keto? And so I'm like looking at the ingredients. I'm like, okay, like there's no bread. There's no rice. There's no potatoes. So I was like, yeah, it's keto. Technically it's keto. But there's healthy keto versus unhealthy keto. I would classify this as unhealthy keto. We talk about keto a lot and talk about keto and paleo, low carb. It's all just a way to lessen calories.
You're always watching your carbs too.
Yeah.
You're very conscientious of that.
Yeah. But it's just a way to lessen calories. And so keto, paleo, low carb, and the calories are different. Like calories from steak and vegetables are different than calories from Oreos and Cheetos. And
exactly.
This was technically keto.
Technically healthy.
I wouldn't go that far. But it was your keto casserole of lies. I hop on spicysouthernkitchen.com. I'm looking at the recipe and I do the control F find, the find feature. I'm like, where's keto mentioned? You kept saying keto. Just because you keep saying keto doesn't mean it's keto. I control F. I don't see any mention of keto. But in the end, in all my nutrition education, I once took a nutrition class at American River College. And I got an A, by the way. Yes, it's keto, but it's the furthest thing from healthy. There's tons of calories. It's so rich. It's so creamy. It's so flippin' delicious.
It's sneaky keto.
Yeah. Sneeto or kiki. But best thing, best casserole ever. Never make it again on a weekday. That's when I try to stay on track, my darling.
Fine, fine.
But it was outstanding. And honorable mention for broccoli, because the bag was so big, you didn't use all the broccoli, so you had some extra broccoli.
Yes, we had to figure out what to do with this all this broccoli.
Yeah, and so I don't follow, but on my IG Explore page, I see this young guy, and his IG handle is Keto Snacks with a Z, and I've seen him make like smash broccoli, and by the way, he has 1.9 million followers, whatever, and I was looking at various of his videos, his recipes. People are commenting, "Hey, I'm going to buy your book. I love your book. I'm buying your book. I'm getting your book." And I thought, okay, that's cool, but like, who buys recipe books anymore?
Yeah, that's really an outdated thing. I wonder. I know my mom still uses her cookbooks that she's had for years.
Yeah.
But I wonder who's buying new cookbooks these days.
Yeah.
And what's the market for that like now?
Yeah. There's so many gosh dang recipes on the World Wide Web. Well, I think it's purely to, like, just a token of appreciation. Like, thank you for putting these videos out. Thank you for doing this content. I appreciate you. And so I'll buy your book. Maybe it's a gift for someone. But anyways, Keto Snacks, young, handsome, blonde man. He made smash broccoli. So can you talk about the cooking process for the smash broccoli, my darling?
You steam the broccoli first so it's soft enough that you can smash it. And then you spray your cooking sheet, lay the broccoli out, and you take like a glass jar or mason jar cup and you squish it till it's as flat as it can be.
Yeah.
It's really fun. It's like stepping on a bug or something. It's the same joy you get from doing
satisfying.
That.
Satisfying.
And then I sprayed it with oil.
Yeah.
And I put some shredded cheddar on it, some grated Parmesan.
Paprika.
We were talking about spices.
Yeah.
So you wanted paprika and garlic powder.
Yeah.
And I did those two, but in doing those two spices, I failed to put any salt and pepper.
Right.
And that was a big misstep.
Right.
It definitely needed salt and pepper.
Yeah. It was still good. It was still a good time. It was crunchy. It was yummy.
It was fun.
But I had the last two, and I was like, I'm going to put some salt on these. Because I was like, did you put salt on these? And you said no. And I was like, oh, okay. That might be missing. And then I put some salt on them. It was definitely an upgrade. But like truly, I wanted to dip it in ranch. But then there goes your healthy keto. You go from unhealthy. You go from a healthy keto to a sneeto, if you will. To fattening keto.
Who's keto?
but I thought overall it was a good time. And while you were making all this broccoli stuff, I kept saying, "She's smashing broccoli." She's smashing broccoli.
By the way, I still don't know what keto is.
It's meat and vegetable and low carb.
And butter and cheese or something? It's very confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's lack of processed food. And it's low carb. It's just a fancy name. It's paleo. It's caveman diet. It's the Greek diet, the Mediterranean. It's all nonsense.
Atkins.
Just Atkins, South Beach. Just reduce calories. Just eat. In the end, it's just calories in, calories out. I know I burn 1,900 something calories per day just existing, podcasting, talking to a microphone, sitting there, laying there.
Podcasting burns calories.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Pod keto. Yeah, just eat less, expend more calories, work out. That'll accelerate the process, but eat less calories than burn. Average male, 18 to 2,000 calories. Average female, 1,200-ish calories. You guys have it harder, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Alrighty, well, are we done, honey?
Yes.
Okay, we're done. That's the end of the program. Thank you for listening. So I'll try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate, or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown-up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for SpicySouthernKitchen.com. We don't have a promo code for SpicySouthernKitchen.com. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, I may not hug lizard lips right when I get home, but I always make sure to hug her after. And your dad. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for following. I hope you have a wonderful day / night. All ball bar.
And a oop.
Okay. So, addendum. Wanted to express how much of an upgrade broccoli is. Definitely over green beans. Me no likey green beans. Just that you got to break through the outer part, and then the inner part is more green bean, or those little green bean squids. Never been a fan. I liken it to peas, which is Lennox deemed. I like the taste, but I don't like the texture. Agree, 100%. And the cruciferous vegetable, aka the broccoli, also big upgrade from corn. And I love corn, but broccoli holds its own in this casserole. The mayo and eggs, weird, odd, freaked me out. No. But if loving mayo and eggs is wrong, I don't want to be right. Okay? It just works. It all comes together. It's bussin'. The keto aspect, the cream and the fat, lots of calories, lots of richness, but worth it, in my opinion. I want my woman, Carolyn, to make this whenever there's a gathering, a Fisher gathering, holiday gathering, whenever she makes something wonderful and off track. And while she makes this southern broccoli casserole, instead of calling her Carolyn, I'm going to call her Caroline, which is what your grandpa used to call you, right? She nodded. Say yes, honey.
Yes.
Honey. In terms of the ketogenic diet, it's defined as a high-fat, adequate protein, low-carbohydrate diet therapy. So there you go. So fat's okay. Get some protein, and then low carb. It's also low sugar, but it's just a way to cut calories. And any method, any avenue which you can use to cut calories, if going keto works in your life, works in your mind, and you can do it, then adapt it and drop some lbs. I definitely advocate everyone. I'm advocate, judge. Advocate General, JAG, Thursday nights on CBS. You should make this, dude. You'll blow people away. It's enough with the green bean casserole. Can we all agree? It's had its place for decades and decades at Thanksgiving, but it's time to move on. Google Southern Broccoli Casserole. We got, or she, we, wife, we are one, honey. SpicySouthernKitchen.com is where she got this recipe. But of course, just like with the internet, there's a billion different variations. There's a billion recipe with the small differences here and there. But generally speaking, Southern Broccoli Casserole recipe is going to be hit of the party. Your family will love you finally. Okay. You've disappointed them for so long. I know. I'm in the same boat as you. So yeah, make it yourself. I want Carolyn to make it much more often. But when we're off track, it's a weekend thing. Weekend thing. Because it's unhealthy keto. Sneaky keto. Sneeto, if you will. Okay, take care. Brush your hair.
And oop.
We got chicken.
Is that crispy, juicy tender? I can't eat no longer. And oop.